Well, the Tecumloops Tushkwepnik First Nation says it has discovered burial sites at the former residential school in its territory. And this news prompted mourning across the country. Also prompted calls for accountability, particularly from the Catholic Church, which operated the facility until 1969. The nation has so far asked for a release of all records pertaining to the residential school. It also wants an apology from the Pope. Well, joining us now is James Borkowski. He is a senior delegate of the Archbishop of Vancouver. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gloria. I'm a long-time listener, and I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I appreciate you making time for this important discussion. You know, it was difficult for us to get a representative of the Archdiocese on air last week. You've heard the many of the other institutions that played a role in the residential school. They did send senior representatives to speak publicly. There was the provincial and federal government, RCMP. What do you say? Why has the church been slower to roll out its response?
Well, the Archbishop today was able to do one interview for your network nationally, but he has pending throat surgery, and he personally has wanted to address it but hasn't been able to actually speak. But we've provided other people with extensive experience in working with First Nations people. But I'm happy to join today and answer any questions you have on behalf of the Archdiocese.
Appreciate that. Thank you. We know that the Archbishop did release a statement, and it said this in part, let me just quote, "The church was unquestionably wrong in implementing a government colonialist policy, which resulted in devastation for children, families, and communities." And that statement continues with the Archbishop wishing to, quote, "apologize sincerely and profoundly to the survivors and families, as well as to all those subsequently affected for the anguish caused by the deplorable conduct of those Catholics who perpetrated mistreatment of any kind in these residential schools." So that's part of the quote. Now, this kind of language, it seems to put the onus on, you know, those Catholics, the government policy. Some have said that this can appear to distance the church today from full responsibility. What do you say?
Well, I really don't want to comment on the responsibility of other people in the process. I think the best thing most of us, most Canadians and all Catholics can do is read more of the TRC report, because I think it's pretty clear where responsibility lies. We have taken a lead from the Tecumloops, the Tsekwepem people, and are trying to give space to that nation and really trying to respect their process, which at this point means we should own the past that's ours and find ways to be better as a church today.
Okay, so in owning that process, today Karen Joseph, the CEO of Reconciliation Canada, she told CBC Radio that the church ran residential schools even before Confederation. She would like to hear a full apology. Would you like to see a more definitive apology?
Yeah, I think it's a, you know, we live in a culture that wants simple answers to complex issues. I think anyone involved should be ready to apologize. I mean, obviously, Gloria, you and I weren't there, but I am very sorry for what Catholics did, especially in the name of the church, to anyone in the past. So I think more complete apologies, more direct apologies to First Nations and Indigenous people can only help as far as getting us back on the road to healing and reconciliation.
And would that include further up the ladder, you know, calls for an apology from the Pope? That they've been echoed by the Prime Minister. The Archbishop of Toronto responded, calling the comments inappropriate and unhelpful. That's the Prime Minister's comments he was referring to. I guess, how do you see it? And if so, to whom is this unhelpful?
Yeah, the Archbishop said earlier today, if the Pope does ask him, then he would certainly recommend an apology. I think any time an apology can help with healing, whether or not someone was involved or present or even born at the time, I think it's a helpful part of the process. So a lot can go into that. I think our part in Vancouver is to own, especially to be cooperative. As the Bishop said, he made five commitments with his apology, and we want to help First Nations people, and in particular in Kamloops right now, help with anything we can on that site and with their healing process. So we can only own the local past, but we definitely want to do a better job of that.
Okay, well, that's interesting. So if the Pope were to ask for opinion from the Archbishop here, then he would recommend that. How does it all work, I guess? You know, there's been a lot of discussion about the culture within the Catholic Church, a lot of speculation as to why the Church is reticent to offer apologies like this. And I mean, I'm talking about from the Pope, but what's involved for the Church or the Pope to get to that point to offer a formal apology? How big a deal is it?
It's a great question, Gloria, and if we can maybe book a mini-series to talk about the structure of the Church. But there were 51 different entities involved in the running of residential schools, 51 under the Catholic banner. And so we had orders from around the world, and at some points of the country there were dioceses involved. We were not directly involved. So the complexity of the structure is one thing, but also getting this message, as you saw over the weekend, the Pope has been commenting on it. He has been getting up to speed on it. A previous Pope had commented. But I think your point is a good one. What can we do today that would bring more comfort and peace to the people that were hurt? And hopefully that will get to the point where the Pope's involved. But right now our focus is on what can we do locally to help people who have been hurt.
So when you talk about the complexity of structure within the Catholic Church, what about the complexity of who controls the records? Because there's confusion on that front as well. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission told CBC last week that it has not received all records held by the Archdiocese related to residential schools. The Archbishop indicated these records had already been transferred. Do you know where are these records now?
I think we have a pretty good idea. And again, on behalf of the Archdiocese, we can confirm that every document we have and have ever had in relation to the Kamloops site has been handed over. It was handed over more than 10 years ago as part of the TRC process. Where the confusion comes in is with the Oblates and the Sisters of St. Anne, who co-operated the schools. Their files have been handed over, as an example, to the BC Archives. And so the BC government actually has a seal on some of the records. But I've talked to representatives from both, and they are willing to have people come in and review those files. So I think where people are telling the truth is what was handed over versus what's available. As far as we're concerned, everything we have was handed over, and everything else should be available for review, in particular by researchers who want to help First Nations people understand the history.
Okay. I'm still a little bit confused because, you know, just in terms of what has been handed over, because the congregation that ran the Kamloops Residential School, which is the missionary oblate of Mary Immaculate, kept daily records from what we understand. They have said they will transfer records to the Tecumloops, to Shkwepnuk, but there will be redactions to protect the privacy of individual priests and nuns. So again, that's a future. They will hand over records, but they will cross out some names of priests and nuns. Does that, in your view, not leave the door open for large segments of the records to be withheld?
Yeah, in fact, I can tell you their records currently sit in the BC Archives, so they may have to approve transfers. But the only privacy issues that we've been focused on are in the cases where testimony was received from Indigenous peoples. That privacy should be protected, and the TRC did a good job of that, so there are times where you see redacted. But this is the first I've heard that the redaction would include names of priests and sisters. You know, our hope is that the whole truth gets out. Most importantly, for the remainder of the 215 children, we don't know their names, we don't know their stories, so what disclosure would help their families and the entire nation heal? That's really what we're focused on.
So when you say you hope the whole truth gets out, that would be, in your view, preferably with no redactions. Is that right?
Yeah, again, where privacy laws prohibit it, and especially with regards to the actual testimony from First Nations people, I think that must be respected. But wherever allowed otherwise, we are hoping to get the entire truth out and working to that end.
How do you feel about the way the Catholic Church is being viewed right now in light of this story out of Kamloops? Do you think you've been treated fairly?
I think fairness to us is so far down the list. I think I understand why Catholics, my father grew up in Williams Lake, good friends with a lot of residential school students, And as Catholics, these are our friends and people in our community. We should be mad. And so people looking at the church or anyone else that operated these schools, I think anger is an appropriate response. I've never seen us more angry. I've seen the bishop get angry about this. So I don't blame anyone for looking at the church and being upset about it. I think we do that when we look at history and we see atrocities and problems in our past. So we understand it. This is also so fresh for a lot of people. We've been telling a lot of Catholics what's hurtful to First Nations people we've heard from is that they're using words like shock, because the TRC spoke extensively about unmarked cemeteries. And I think what this is doing is it's reopening old wounds, but for a lot of young Canadians who didn't follow the TRC process, this is a real awakening, including within the church. So there's a lot of good coming from it, and we hope that that turns into real change and real healing.
And what will that take? I mean, to quell that level of anger?
Boy, I would say that at this point, to continue on the path, so we're really following the lead of the Tecumloops Desewekum people. We want them to tell us when we can help. We are fully committed to allowing this kind of searching on any other site that's within the Archdiocese of Vancouver. So I think it's a long-term play to show our commitment, as the bishop outlined in his statement. Now the real work begins. And I would say the real work began 10 years ago as well. So it's continuing on the path and just doing a better job of listening and educating Catholics to understand how vital the TRC report was to really kick off healing and reconciliation.
Now, the Prime Minister did say last week, and I'm sure you're aware, that he is open to taking the Catholic Church to court in order to force it to release all records connected to residential schools that it ran. Now, you have said that here locally you have provided records and information. Would you like to see the Church take the initiative, find, transfer these records before it would come to, you know, a court case?
Oh, I would say that especially the ones that we can speak to who operated locally, that is the goal for sure. And we will need some government help when you're talking about thousands of pages of documents if it's required for them to be transferred digitally, as an example. We'll need help with that. But I think we should be opening the archives and allowing especially researchers to come in and paint the real picture of what happened in our history. I think it's critical, and it shouldn't take going to court.
We certainly appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you, Gloria.
It is James Borkowski, Senior Delegate of the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Vancouver. If you have been impacted by residential schools, we do want to remind you of resources available. The toll-free line to the Indian Residential School Survivors Society line is 1-800-721-0066. 1-800-721-0066.